Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of hope, inspiration, and real talk about navigating this roller coaster we call life. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to remind you that even on the cloudiest days, there's a spark of sunshine waiting inside each and every one of us. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Self-compassion. Ever felt like you were beating yourself up for struggling? Like you weren't measuring up to some impossible standard? Trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that constantly pushes us to be more, do more, achieve more. But guess what? That relentless pressure can really take its toll, especially when you're battling depression. So let's talk about how to turn that inner critic into your biggest cheerleader. Because believe me, self-compassion is not a luxury, it's a lifeline. Think of it like this. If your best friend was going through a tough time, what would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of comfort, understanding, and encouragement, right? But often, when we're struggling ourselves, our inner voice can be the harshest critic imaginable. We berate ourselves for every setback, every missed opportunity, every perceived flaw. But here's the truth. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring your struggles or pretending everything is fine. It's about acknowledging them with kindness and understanding, just like you would a dear friend. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. 1. Reframe negative self-talk. You know that inner voice that whispers doubts and criticisms. Let's challenge those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, "I'm such a failure," try replacing it with something more compassionate like, "This is tough, but I'm doing my best." Remember, everyone makes mistakes, everyone stumbles. It's part of the human experience. 2. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to be all about meditation, although that can be helpful. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you notice your thoughts and feelings swirling, try taking a few deep breaths and focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? This simple act can help ground you and reduce the intensity of those negative emotions. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. You deserve love, care, and understanding just like everyone else. Take time for things that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or spending time with loved ones. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. 4. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Reach out to trusted friends, family members, or a therapist. Talking about your feelings can be incredibly healing and empowering. And remember, there are countless resources available, support groups, online forums, hotlines. You're not alone in this journey. 5. Celebrate small victories. Each step forward, no matter how small, deserves to be acknowledged and celebrated. Did you get out of bed today? That's a win. Did you take a shower? Awesome. Did you manage to make a healthy meal? You rock. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs. But by focusing on those wins, big and small, you can build momentum and keep moving forward. Now, let's talk about a real-life scenario that many of us can relate to. Imagine this. You have an important presentation at work, one that you've been putting a lot of pressure on yourself to ace. You know the material inside and out, but as the day of the presentation approaches, anxiety starts to creep in. Your inner critic chimes in with those familiar doubts. What if I forget what to say? What if everyone thinks I'm a failure? What if I mess it up? Sound familiar? Here's where self-compassion comes in handy. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, take a moment to breathe deeply and remind yourself that it's okay to feel nervous. It means you care about doing well. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, then shift your focus to what you can control. Preparing thoroughly, practicing beforehand, and believing in yourself. Remember, even if things don't go perfectly, it's just one presentation, not the defining moment of your entire career. Be kind to yourself throughout the process, and celebrate your courage for stepping outside your comfort zone. So, remember, beautiful souls, self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up on yourself. It's about embracing your humanity with kindness and understanding. It's about acknowledging that you're doing your best in a world that often feels overwhelming. And trust me, when you start treating yourself with the same love and care you would offer a dear friend, things will start to shift. You'll feel more empowered, more resilient, and more capable of navigating life's challenges with grace and strength. That's all for today, my loves. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a dose of self-compassion. And remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and fulfillment. Keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.